I believe it was Charles Spurgeon who said that we persevere because God preserves. Our perseverance is found in and of God's preservation of us. Jesus said things such as, "No man can pluck you from my hand." Paul says things such as, "He who began a good work in you will finish it." That God is the one who works in you the willing and the doing. That the redemption found in Christ through his blood is incorruptible. That nothing, height, depth, persecution, trial, sword, famine, nakedness, peril, nothing can separate you from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus. He goes so far as to send his Spirit to dwell inside of you, to seal you unto the day of redemption. God keeps us. He preserves us, and therefore we persevere. He is the one who sustains us. He is the one who gives us strength and grace. And as we hold fast to the confession of hope, as Hebrews 10 says, it says, "He holds fast to us, for he is faithful." We hold fast, for he is faithful. God has gone to great lengths to plan, procure, and preserve your salvation. Don't you think he'll grant unity in the church? This argument from the greater to the lesser. If he gave his very own son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross, that he might redeem to himself a bride, won't he preserve the unity of the church?